Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Oh, wow. So, tonight's episode, I am so excited about this show because on this show, I have my return guest who is going to speak with me and explore with us the space of change and how that can show up in your world, how change occurs, as well as exploring the different, you know, spaces of change that you may be experiencing in your life, areas that you would like to change, and really the challenge sometimes things can create as a result of change, because even conscious change can bring up a lot of energy, a lot of even unwinding and or unfolding in a way that you may have yet to experience in your world, which can be really intense. So my guest and I will be exploring this and looking at what this type of change can create. So are you choosing change? Now, here are some questions. Before I bring this guest on, let's look at a couple of questions here. So what does change look like for you? What would you like to change that has yet to change? What has changed that you are now present with? Now, these are questions that open up a space, right, to really explore and look at. You know, what has changed in a way that you may have least expected it. Now, change by choice certainly can be a beautiful thing, and there can be ease in that. And a lot of times, though, when we are choosing change, it can unwind in a way that can be intense. It can bring up a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of things that you have maybe found challenging in your life before, because if change was always easy, you may have done it a long time ago. And my guest and I are going to look at, you know, that space of where you may have been limited in choosing, and or a lot of times where change does allow for something greater to come in. So now, what else is possible? What else is possible that you haven't considered when it comes to change? Are you actively choosing change? Are you resisting change? Have you chosen to change, or has change happened to you? Well, that certainly could be intense. So we're going to look at all these different pieces of change that may have unfolded in your world. So what would it take to explore this with total ease? What else is possible you haven't considered? And let's get clear on the limitations and the possibilities that change could create. So, without further ado, I would like to introduce to you my return guest, and her name is Gosha Lorenz. Now, Gosha is a healer, author, public speaker, and dynamic agent of transformation, positively affecting the lives of everyone who comes in contact with her. She was born and raised in Poland, and at a very early age became interested in holistic health, spirituality, metaphysics, and personal empowerment. Gosha always knew there was more to life than what she was told, that what we were taught, and that we are much more powerful and capable than we believe, and that different skills which enrich life and improve health can be learned. She works individually with clients and facilitates classes all over the world about consciousness, awareness, energies, entities, empowering tools, and change. So, without further ado, I would love to introduce you, Gosha. Hi, Gosha. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Sarah. Hello, everyone listening now and in the future. Thank you so much for having me. This is fun. Definitely fun.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back on the show. And I'm so excited about our topic tonight because I sense when it comes to change, it really elicits a lot of, responses from people where people kind of go into the limitation of change or resistance of change. And even though we're all looking to change, it can be, you know, really intense at times. I mean, given kind of the title of what our show is, what if things falling apart is part of the change you've been asking for? So, you know, maybe we can start anything that you're aware of that would be good to speak to right off the bat here.
Yes. You know, many people go through life changing maybe only their clothes and towels and sheets and maybe things they eat from time to time, but not much more. And
yes.
There's people on the other side of the spectrum that change constantly all the time. They change homes, relationships, businesses. They just create, and change is a part, huge part of their life and everyday living. And most people are somewhere in between. And change does have a pretty bad reputation on this planet. For some reason, we are afraid of change. We think it's going to lead to discomfort, intensity, something we don't want, something we don't desire. And many people will not choose change just out of the fear of that change. Mm-hmm. And my point of view is I rather go through that than regret that I never tried or I never went for it. So change is part of my life. And it seems like even now the places that I didn't want to change, I didn't want to address because they would be, it would mean a lot of intensity, a lot of discomfort, maybe never even ugliness and things that would come up. I had to do it. It's time of change. It's change or die time on the planet. So if you need to change, now is the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it brings up a great point of when we go into the resistance or the fear of it, you know, we end up going into the limitation of what change could create rather than doing it by choice and doing it from a space of looking at the possibilities. Because, and as you and I have talked about before, certainly when we do fear, we cut ourselves off from awareness. And when we can kind of be in a space of awareness and allowance, and more of that space of choice and possibilities, that's where change can be, readily available with more ease, even though there may be a result of change that can be really intense as well.
Yeah. Well, change is kind of the foundation of a new life, of creating a new future. And it's like changing this whole foundation that might feel scary. But if you feel like called to do something, if somebody feels this longing for a different life, if the grass is always greener on the other side, maybe there is something energetically or physically that is missing in their lives. Maybe there is some creation that's missing. Maybe they actually are not happy in their jobs and in their relationship. And we tend to cover it up with, you know, substances or different kinds of addictions, with maybe starting to work a lot, starting to do things that are not really generative for us, and we resist that change. We resist looking at what is. We resist acknowledging what's coming, and that resistance creates a lot of anxiety and stress and also depression in people's lives. But opening up to like, okay, what's actually what I'm desiring right now? What is it that I could change in my life? What is it that I came here for? The big question, why am I here? What am I here for? Might open up all the spaces and places that are like kind of like this luring and alluring and really tempting spaces. But there's the, I don't know, too much would change. I would maybe lose too much. There's the fear of losing things. that I've seen a lot working with clients, and the attachment to what is and to what's familiar rather than going for something that's unfamiliar. So people stay in that relationship because that's familiar. They stay in a toxic work environment because it's unfamiliar. What if the next one will be the even worse? It will be even less fun and exciting. So there's so much around that, right? There's so much.
Yes. And getting caught up in the limitation rather than what I love that you just acknowledged was the desire and really looking at this idea of what are we here for? I love that question. You know, what's the purpose of life? You know, from my point of view, it's about having fun and enjoying things and being part of something greater. And if we get stuck in the thought, feelings, and emotions that put us in that limitation, we'll go into head tripping and in tripping over ourselves and really missing out on what the joy and creation we can truly be. And choosing it certainly can be intense because the people around us may not agree and align with us, and or they may resist and react. And what if we don't, we can acknowledge that without getting stuck in that. And a lot of times when we're willing to be the difference and choose the difference, it can contribute to other people, even though they may not know that in the moment. And it probably brings up that point you and I have talked about, like that interesting point of view of other people's points of view on this.
Yes. And my point of view is if you're not happy getting up in the morning, not excited about your day, your life, your creation, your people in your life, maybe there's something that you could change that would make you happier, would make you more excited and enthusiastic about your life. And I really don't know many people that have the life worth living, life that really puts a smile on the face and it's flowing and beautiful. We all have some areas of life that are not working 100% or 1,000%. There is whether body or relationship or money, right, or career. There's usually something missing. And I do know and I do believe with all my heart and my being that we can have it all. We can. And sometimes we need to take some physical steps, active steps, towards that dream, towards that vision, towards that life worth living. And sitting in a comfort zone might not create that, actually.
No, if anything, that can keep us stuck. And you and I both know people that have been stuck for years in a limitation. And I know when you even just ask the question, you know, the questions that we've kind of played with through time and like what else is possible and looking at how does it get any better? It allows us to really open up to see in the moment what we're looking to generate and create, which is then a contribution to change. And I know this idea of it all having to kind of crumble away and like uncreate something is just as important as creating it. So sometimes we have to go through that intensity in order for something greater to come in.
Yeah. And what you said, the uncreation, we function so much from the conclusions and from the judgments and, oh, this is not going to work. Oh, this is too risky. Oh, this last time I tried that wasn't good. You know, so we have all these preconceived ideas about change, about things that maybe affected us in the past or something we saw, heard or experienced or witnessed in the past that will stop us from creating the future rather than ask the question, what are the infinite possibilities here? What could I create here? Is this really what I want to do? Is this really what I desire? Is this really what my heart desires? And if you get a no to any of that, like you can start with small changes. Take another road to on the way to work. Have some different breakfast. Have something like wear a different color. Like we can actually start with tiny changes and get used to those changes if we're really scared of them and see like the strength and muscle of the change, of the endurance to that change. And if you like diving in the deeper side of the pool, just maybe you can just dive deep and see what happens then and enjoy the ride. Like different kinds of people.
Yes, just go for the big change or the little changes. But and I love this, like every choice creates something different.
Yeah.
And sometimes just choosing that small thing can be a contribution. You know, this whole movement of about like giving like pay forward and like choosing one thing that's different can be such a contribution to other people's worlds too, that everything contributes to everything. So like the pay it forward and also acknowledging you and also just being in the allowance of other people. Sometimes we resist choosing something different because we're, you know, people are afraid that it's going to hurt someone else or impact someone in a way that they're not, are afraid of hurting their feelings or, but we have to choose for us, right?
We have to.
And also allowance of other people and also allowance of ourselves.
Like we are our worst judges. Mm. We really are so tough on ourselves.
Yes.
The smallest hiccup, the smallest mistake, and we beat ourselves up for years sometimes, rather than like, oh, okay, now I know this doesn't work. Well, that was a very blonde moment of me. And just move on. Like, what if we're just kind and gentle and forgiving with ourselves and know that, you know, how many times a baby has to fall in order to start running? Many times, a lot. So what if we were just set that space for ourselves that, okay, this didn't work, this worked. Oh, that feels good. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, this person showed up inviting me to this creation.
Mm.
Like just go with the flow, ask questions, what else is possible here and what are the infinite possibilities of this working out? And if something doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world. It is not. There's
no.
So many possibilities. Always, 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 always. We always have a choice.
Always.
And we sometimes don't see that we do.
And it's like that we've talked about like this kind of 10-second increments. I know I've spoken about that on the show before. Like we can choose something. It takes about 10 seconds to ask a question from which then we can choose something else. So if something is based on like a light or heavy, so we don't have to go into the wrongness of ourselves or go into the limitation. We can just ask another question. And just hearing you speak then and also then inspires me to be in the space of a question and a choice so that every time we choose something in that way and create change, it really does impact, you know, the people that we're around, but ourselves and others. So I know by me just choosing it and being willing to be it, it's an invitation for others to be able to create and generate that too. So there really is no separation. Do you sense that too?
Yes, yes. And you know what? Very often when I say something, oh, I'm going through really hard times right now, you know, not at my best and greatest, and maybe I'm not as potent as I usually feel and am and perceive to be. And people just open up. It's almost like, oh, you too. Yes, I'm going through divorce. Yes, I'm going through that. Oh, yeah, I just lost a job. And people just, it seems like we are this group animals that love being supported, love being together. We need that space of, you know, whether it's your girlfriends or boyfriends or just friends or family. We need that. We need someone to listen. We need someone to open up to. And sometimes we're like dying to share something and we can't because everybody seems so perfect from the outside, which they aren't. And but when you say
yes,
create so much space and support and this beautiful contribution. And we can also go beyond the people. We can go and ask for contribution from the nature. We can ask the earth for contribution. We can ask energetic beings for contribution. We actually, there's always something or somebody that will contribute to us or desires to have our back. We sometimes feel so lonely and so alone in our transformation, in our changes that get uncomfortable and get sometimes really intense. And we don't see that support. We don't see that contribution. But if we kind of just ask, okay, is there anything or anyone who would like to contribute to me right now? If I ask that, I really feel something. I feel the shift. I can perceive the energies that are kind of on standby always. are waiting for me to ask for contribution, and they're always there. So if you ever feel alone and lonely, please don't. An infinite being can never be alone and lonely in a world of oneness, in this big, vast, amazing universe that has our back. So even if it gets uncomfortable and super intense, and sometimes, you know, you do need to cry, you do need to maybe stay in bed all day long, it's okay. It's okay. The next day you feel amazing. The next day you feel like you just lost 50 pounds of energetic weight.
Yes.
And sometimes we have to, right? It's like gets so intense. I always compare it to like when you clean out your closet, you have to dump everything out. It gets messy. It gets, you know, the whole room might be filled up. And then you go through everything. You put some things back. You donate some. You throw away some. And then you have a beautifully organized closet. What if your life could be like that? It gets messy for a while, uncomfortable, a little bit of work, and then everything is perfect and beautiful until some other closet needs to be cleaned out.
Yeah. Yes, it's about clearing space so you have room to be and to be the expansion. And a lot of times things do come up for us to be able to clear. I love that analogy. And we don't have to fill up the space with so much stuff. You know, I think we're taught in this reality, you know, certainly in reality television too, that it's like drama, trauma, that if you're not part of all that, that there's almost something wrong with you if you're not part of the limitation, when really us being the difference is creating a space, is creating, you know, a possibility that allows us to be greater, and almost less is more. More space to be, which allows us for more ease, and more even vulnerability and barriers down and expansion. And, you know, there's so much about how, like, I sense consciousness works that way, that it's not about being small. It's not about condensing in. It's not about pulling everything in. It's about going out and being out and never give in, never give up, never quit. That it does get lighter, and that's what you're speaking of, like, what it can be intense, but what would it take to clear this? And I love the way you describe that, Gosha.
thank you. And also what I recently got, like, I've talking to so many people, some are clients, some are friends, a lot of people going through very, like, seemingly dramatic big changes, and I've noticed is that now is the time of this almost human acceleration, the planetary acceleration, the earth is changing. We are changing as humanity. And if anyone came here to do bigger, have bigger work to do, has bigger, bigger mission, quote unquote, on this planet, if they're sitting in a little cubicle job that they hate, they will not be able to sustain themselves in that work. Something will happen that they will lose the job, and it might seem like the end of the world because I lost the job, but actually this is the change they've been asking for and longing for. They need to do something else. There is this global awakening, and people, I've heard several times, I woke up and I feel different. I don't know what happened. Like I just woke up from a dream, like my whole life has to change. And I hear it over and over again. So there is something happening in global consciousness. That our consciousness, we're all oneness, that we have to cleanse and clear and purge all those old energies that keep us stuck, that keep us limited, that keep us small, that keep us less than, in less than reality. And it's really time to spread the wings. It's really time to awaken. It's really time to shine. Mm. When we dim our light, we are robbing the world of this light. And there are so many beautiful, precious beings on this planet right now awakening. We see this in children, but somehow we forget that we are that as well. So when things get shaky in our world, we go into panic mode, rather like, oh, is this the change I've been asking for? Is this what I've been dreaming about? Like, I guess it is. It doesn't show up how I think it should, or how I would like for it to show up. It never does.
Yes. Probably sometimes the opposite of what it appears to be and what we're asking for, but somehow it comes around and it's like, wow. Like, if you're willing to ride that wave of the change, that sometimes if you ride it out, and this global change, I love that you're speaking to this, like this expansion, and that each one of us, if we're willing to be that, how much that is a contribution to everyone else choosing it. So there's this like kind of trickling effect that's happening. Mm-hmm. with consciousness and being willing to be that and choose that, that it's almost being the purpose, being the change, being it all is really, it's bizarrely simple, but we just have to get out of our own way as well as clear all the energies really that are in the limitations. So there's really an exposure probably of the insanity as well. You know, we're probably seeing that on a global level. There's really no hiding anymore.
No more hiding. Nope. No masks.
No more hiding.
No more masks. No more costumes. And all, everything is fine on sale. Everything must go. And all the beliefs, systems, old programs, something we function from that belong to our parents, our culture, our family.
Yes.
It has to go because we are just infinite beings. It has to go. Like if you were functioning from a lie, from something that it's not you, that you just learned along the way at some point, it will get so uncomfortable. You will feel like you're crawling out of your own skin. You will have to change something.
Yes.
It will be like, this is not me. I can't do it. And sometimes it's like this dramatic, I can't do this anymore.
And it's so funny because even the clients I work with, I acknowledge to them, like, if it wasn't this, like, other people reacting the way they are, it wouldn't be creating the change that you're actually looking for. So a lot of times, like the insanity comes out of other people as a way to confirm that you're choosing what's lightest for you because it's so different. And if you're willing to be the difference and be kind of the weird, the wacky, and the thing that was deemed as, you know, a wrongness of you, and now you're being in totality, I mean, there's a sense of that being the difference, change the world kind of energy. It's happening. And I'm so grateful for this conversation.
There's one last thing. I know we have to go soon, but there's one thing we sometimes are so worrying about, the judgment, what people will say, what the family will say. But you know what? From my experience, when I dove deep and jumped off the cliff, I got so much acknowledgement, and I actually inspired others to do the same rather than experience the judgment and, oh, you shouldn't, or maybe you should have sucked it up and stayed in that relationship. Or no, it's actually, we can be that voice. We can be that invitation. We can be that inspiration to others that maybe just needed that just little spark in their direction that they can see. It's like, if she can do it, I can do it. If he can do it, I can do it. Like, what if you will be this chain reaction spark, this catalyst for change for many? So never worry about the judgment of others, because you will probably inspire way more people than receive judgment. And the ones that judge, maybe they're ones that actually don't have the courage right now to change something in their own life. So they have to judge because they don't want to acknowledge what's going on in their own lives. And maybe even those judgmental ones will see it one day, admire you, and spread their wings and fly as a result of your action. So do it.
Yes. Do it. Oh my God. Do it. Choose it. Yes. Well, I'm so grateful that you came on the show. And Gosha, I would love to have you back. Would you be willing to come back at some point again?
Oh my goodness, Sarah. Anytime. Yes. Yes, thank you.
Oh, yay. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much. So much. Okay.
Oh.
You're welcome. So now, just real quickly, the question of the week for everyone. It's definitely what Gosha and I have been speaking of, and it's really the title of the show, and that is, what if falling apart is part of the change you've been asking for? So what if falling apart is part of the change you've been asking for? You will see this question of the week on my Facebook. Feel free. I would love to hear from you regarding this question. Please post any awarenesses you may have on it. Okay, now, next week, I am having another return guest, Deborah Smith, back to the show. And Deborah is an intuitive medium, shamanic practitioner, and I'm so excited to continue the conversation with Deborah wherever direction we take it. I would love for you to join us. Please, please, please join us for the show. Now, my conscious friends, I would like to close the show by thanking my guest, Gosha Lorenz, Scotia. Thank you so much for joining us today. As well as thank each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for allowing me to be your guest. Know I have your back. Go forward this week. Choose change and be the change that you would like to create in the world. And know there's always something greater that's possible. Thank you. And I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care for now.